Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
We're glad that you joined with us today. And last time we saw that Joseph was likely looking for the green-eyed monster of jealousy in his brothers, as he ended up giving the youngest one, Benjamin, five times the portion that the other ones got. That's pretty funny. I wish I could have sat down at that meal.
Yeah, and I wish we understood Egyptian and Hebrew so we could understand the conversations going on everywhere. Even listening in on this servant's conversations would have been fun.
That would have been something. Now, had we already explained to everybody that these 12 sons are the 12 tribes of Israel?
They will become, yes.
They will become, yes.
Yeah.
So
the point is, God even uses scoundrels as long as they repent.
People with the past.
As long as they repent and become honest with God, then he can work with that.
Do we have any people with a past listening to us?
So no one's disqualified.
It's all of us. Yeah.
As long as they come to the Lord honestly and repent.
That's right.
And they got to keep that going, because at any point you could start to harden your heart. Yeah, right. So we ended yesterday's with, they were all sitting together, having dinner, lunch together. And verse, let's see, 34 of Genesis 43 said, "So they drank and were merry together with him."
That's a pretty picture.
Yeah, right. So again, Joseph is looking for true repentance. What's the level of repentance in these guys' hearts?
Have they grown?
Because they've covered something up for 20 years. And like you and I were talking about, I wonder when this all comes out, if they actually confess to their dad what they did, or if Joseph tells them. But again, clean slate. That's the only way that God can work with us, or we can rebuild a relationship with somebody who's betrayed us. That's the level of relationship and commitment we can have, and we can rebuild after that. Mm-hmm. So verse 1 of chapter 44 says, "And he," Joseph, "commanded the steward of his house, saying," so they're about ready to go home now, the boys.
We'll probably still scratch you their heads over.
Yeah.
What are we doing eating with Joseph?
Yeah.
Of Egypt.
Yeah, this doesn't make sense. But they're moving forward. They're going home. So he told the steward, "Fill the men's sacks with food, as much as they can carry, and put each man's money in the mouth of the sack." So again, he's going to give them their money back too. "And also put my cup," the silver cup. So this is Joseph's personal silver cup that he drank out of. "Put my cup in the mouth of the sack of the youngest Benjamin and his grain money."
So, oh my goodness.
And here we go again. They're being sent home with the food, with the money that they paid for, given back to them. But now there's an extra ingredient. Joseph's personal silver mug is being put in the youngest sack.
You know, silver in the scriptures is a sign of redemption. And so all this process that's taking place is this big portrayal of redemption after everything fell apart. Further, I'm wondering if Joseph doesn't want to get Benjamin alone to himself to be able to, in a sense, find out the scoop and how has Benjamin been treated. And
yeah.
And also on top of all that, he said previously, we talked about him having this love, this yearning for his brother and his family, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he wants him to go.
No. And those of you who have been born into a blended family, you would understand how your sibling that you both had the same parents, you kind of have a closeness, not always, but you could have a closeness that is not the same as the sibling that maybe they only shared one of your parents, so they're your half-brother or half-stepsister. And that blended family, yet trying to be a unified family. And, of course, love and working together as a team can...
You can grow that.
I mean, we've got kids that are adopted, never knew their blood parents, and they obviously know that they were loved and valued as much as if they had been birthed to them. So, but yeah, there's a specialness in Joseph's heart towards his younger brother, Benjamin. And so it says, as soon as the morning dawned, this is verse 3, the men were sent away, they and their donkeys. They keep mentioning donkeys. I wonder why. The donkeys must have been important. For when they had gone out of the city and were not yet far off, Joseph said to his steward, so maybe they're a mile outside the city, Joseph goes to his steward and says, get up, follow the men. And when you overtake them, say to them, why have you repaid evil for good? Is not this the one from which my Lord drinks, with which he indeed practices divination? Again, they're trying to put the fear in them that Joseph knows special things. But I think also it's a cover up because divination was a word used for the Egyptians,
right? Like
magical stuff. It says, the steward says, you have done evil in so doing. So verse 6 says, that's the instructions he gave to the steward. So verse 6 says, the steward overtook them, and he spoke to them these words, the same words that he was told. And they said to him, why does my Lord say these words? Far be it from us that your servants should do such a thing. Look, we brought back to you from the land of Canaan the money which we found in the mouth of our sacks. How then could we steal silver or gold from your Lord's house? With whomever of your servants it's found, let him die. I mean, they were just so sure that they were innocent, right? Mm-hmm. That this pops out of their mouth. Let him die. And we also will be my Lord's slaves. Verse 10. And he said, now also let it be according to your words. He with whom is found shall be my slave, and you shall be blameless. Then each man speedily let down the sack to the ground, and each opened his sack. So he searched, and he began with the oldest, and he left off with the youngest, and the cup was found in Benjamin's sack.
Just hear the music. Dun,
dun, dun. Then they tore their clothes, and each man loaded his donkey and returned to the city.
They're freaking out.
So Judah and his brothers came to Joseph's house, and Joseph was still there. And they fell before him on the ground. And Joseph said to him, what deed is this that you have done? Do you not know that such a man as I can certainly practice divination? It's like, this is like a play, isn't it?
It is.
Verse 16, then Judah said, now Judah, remember, is the one that took it on himself to his dad. What shall we say to my Lord? What shall we speak? Or how shall we clear ourselves of this? God has found out the iniquity of your servants. Here we are, my Lord's slaves, both we and he also with whom the cup was found. But he said, far be it from me that I should do so, Joseph said. The man in whose hand the cup was found, he shall be my slave. And as far as you all can go in peace to your father. So like you said, he's trying to work a way where he can get them all to go away, and it he can like just it. Have Benjamin to himself, because he knows they'll all come back again.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I like it. He's loving his brother. You know what? I'll be honest with you. I'm still stuck on the famous donkeys of the Bible when you mentioned that. There's a sermon there. I know it. You know, Balaam's donkey that talked.
Yeah, Balaam's donkey knew what was going on, and he was smart.
And then this little donkey seems to be in on the deal.
Yeah.
And then the donkey that Jesus rode in on Palm Sunday.
We talked about that recently.
I can probably find a couple other donkeys up to something good.
But how does that relate to our audience, the donkeys?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
but it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. So we'll have to wait till next time to find out what happens. Does Joseph get to keep Benjamin to himself for a while?
Yeah.
Or does he throw everybody in jail?
Wow.
Have they repented and been honest enough yet for his satisfaction? Or does he have to go to a deeper layer still?
When will they find out who Joseph's true identity is?
Not quite yet.
Join us in our next exciting episode. Father, thank you so much for loving us and allowing us to have fun in the scriptures. I pray your blessings on my brothers and sisters this day. I ask this in Jesus' name, and everyone says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. See you soon.